This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
You're listening to Australia's number one tech podcast. Every week, join hosts Brad and Jason here on the Tech Webcast. Download our iPhone app, follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and visit us online at techwebcast.info. Here are your hosts, Brad and Jason.
Welcome to episode 159 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 22nd of October, 2011. Tech Webcast is recorded live every Saturday and rebroadcast on the Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7. Today's hosts are Brad, Jason and Steve, and our guests are the Biblio Babes. Good afternoon, Brad.
Hey, Jason. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. Starting to get warm here.
Yeah, same.
I'm going to have to be swimming soon.
Yep. Good on you. I got sunburned yesterday, which was good. I was out in the sun.
Where were you? Out at the beach?
No, I was in Melbourne. It was pretty hot. 30 degrees here or something.
No, it doesn't get hot in Melbourne. Are you crazy?
You're joking, right?
Apparently.
How's your phone, mate?
Bloody good. Yeah, except for the problem I had today with Siri.
Oh, Siri.
I tried to...
come on, Siri. What happened to you?
I tried to use Siri to phone my dad, and I'm like, beep, beep. It's like, how can I help you or whatever? And I'm like, phone dad. And it's like, I'm sorry, I can't get a network connection. God. Like, oh, okay, hang on, let me check. I could check my email and stuff on the device, so that's definitely working. So I tried turning off the Wi-Fi in case something was screwing it up there and check the email still working. Call dad. Sorry, can't get a network connection. Oh, okay, well, I gave up and just clicked on his name in the contacts list. So apparently it looks like if you don't have a 3G network connection or Wi-Fi, then Siri is completely unable to do anything, even call a phone number in your own contacts list on the device.
That is a big fail to Siri. We've got Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? Now, you're
filling on the show.
Welcome to the show, mate. You're going to fill in for Jace for the next couple of weeks, hopefully, and it's going to be good. It's going to be cool.
Yeah. And Aaron.
And Aaron. He won't be on either.
But just you've got to be a bit, you know, bipolar or something. You've got to play both of us.
Yeah, Steve can do both.
I can do both voices. There we go.
Yeah,
they're both Aussie, so it should be easy, right?
Yeah,
they sound the same.
Definitely, definitely. Now, will we have any tech news while you're away, Jason, or do we need to do that ourselves?
I don't think I'll be able to do tech news, but we'll see what we can do.
All right, no problem, mate.
Can't guarantee anything.
All good. All good.
I'll try to do my best.
All right. Now we got Kat and Cara on. Hey, girls.
Hey guys.
How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Lovely. Listening to you guys talk about how sunny and warm it is and being extremely jealous where we're cold and raining.
Yeah, it's been raining all day.
It's terrible.
Yeah, welcome to fall in British Columbia where it is all rain until May, if we're lucky.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, we have an excuse to buy nice rain slickers and fancy boots. They make a killing here on rubber boots, so...
It's always an excuse to go shopping.
Yeah, precisely.
It's too hot, we have to go shopping. It's too cold, we have to go shopping.
Yeah, pretty much. You guys are talking about swimming in swimming pools.
I'm awake.
Challenges.
Yep. Cool, cool. Now tell us about what you guys do on the internet webs.
We have a website called bibliobabes.ca. And basically what we do is we read and review kind of the books that no one else will read and review.
Cool.
And we're a little bit sassy, and we do other book-related things like Naked Reading Sunday, and we've got a book revolution where people are sending us pictures of themselves reading with their favorite books, and just a whole lot of book goodness.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, will you be reviewing the Steve Jobs book?
Sorry?
Will you be reviewing the Steve Jobs book when it comes out?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we don't tend to really read a lot of
biographies. Yeah. We read, I read a lot of horror, contemporary fiction, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I read slutty, dirty things like that.
Yeah, lots of erotica. Occasionally, nonfiction will slip its way in, but, you know, usually it's, you know, autobiographies of, what did I read? Monster Cody Scott, who was in, you know, LA gangs and talked about cutting people's arms off with machetes and having them as, you know, a trophy. Like, you know, we like to read the nasty stuff. I don't know how nasty Steve Jobs got, although
he never did.
He did acid.
No, he didn't.
He did acid, yeah.
He did, really? Yeah. When he was younger, yeah.
He went over to India and did a ton of it. Oh, well, he even said one of his quotes in the new book is, you know, Steve Jobs and the guys at Google don't get it. Maybe if they dropped a bit of acid a while ago, they would be a bit more mellow and broader.
Well, didn't know that. Well, so does you guys get into much geek stuff? Like, do you have an iPhone or iPad or any of that?
Oh, yeah.
What sort of geek stuff do you like?
I love my iPhone. I think my life would end if I didn't have my iPhone. Honestly, I know that sounds really... Like, I'm at the age where I actually remember life and how it was without cell phones. You know, like the rotary telephones when, like, you had to call a boy or a girl that you liked and talk to their parents to get them to talk to them. And it was, like, horrifying.
I love the iPhone. It's a great device. They should... Yeah. Do you have the iPhone 4 or the 4S?
I have the... I have 3G.
Oh,
S.
No. Okay.
I know.
That's fail. Anyway.
Upgrade.
Yeah, upgrade time. Upgrade, yes.
Yeah, upgrade time.
Yep. Okay, Steve, got a question for the girls?
Yeah, actually, I do. I made a list of questions. I went to the website earlier. I've kind of have a debate here with Brad. If you're reading a book, do you go old school and get the paperback, or do you get electronic? You watch it like through your iPhone or something like that, computer.
I actually have a huge library in my house of actual paper physical books of probably 7,000 or 8,000 books, and I was totally anti ebook for quite some time. And then because we've been getting sent ebooks by authors to review, we finally bit the bullet and we each bought a Kobo. And we bought our Kobos like
about a month ago.
I've already downloaded like 2,500 books.
Whoa.
That's a lot of reading.
Yeah, that's a lot of reading to be done. So I like having ebooks to like kind of carry around with me and always have a book to choose from and always having whatever book you want at the touch of your hands. But I will never, ever give up actual physical books because you can take a physical book into the bathtub to read, but you wouldn't want to do that with like a Kobo or e-reader.
No, definitely not.
Anymore? How much of the books do you read? Just a couple of chapters of it for your show, or do you read right through a whole story, or how's that going?
No, we read the whole thing. And none of that skim reading shit that people do. We actually read.
Yeah.
No clip.
I don't know.
No. We both love to read. Versions.
You're being sacrilegious, boy.
Wow.
Cliff notes are for people who don't want to read the whole book. We want to read the whole book. We both love reading, so.
Yeah, we read because we actually enjoy it, so.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing now, like one of you guys like mostly the horror, the books. How about the other one? What kind of books do you like? Maybe it's Kat. I can't remember if it's Kat or Carrie, but
Kat's the one that likes the horror. I'm not a huge horror fan. If I can visualize it like happening to me, I'm not down. Like if I'm gonna be that one that's being raped and tortured, I don't like reading about that gory graphic shit. Whereas Kat does. I'm more the sci-fi, paranormal. If it's not real, then I'm down.
Okay, how about your favorite books? Your favorite books and authors? Any particular, Anne Rice or?
I actually read Anne Rice, and I did not like it. Kara likes Anne Rice. I don't.
I like her Sleeping Beauty Chronicles because they are amazing.
Yeah, when she writes under A.N. Rambling or A.N. Rocklure or whatever, her pseudonyms, and she writes like dirty, nasty erotica, I like that. I don't like her vampire books. My favorite book is Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov because it is awesome and extremely well-written and beautiful and... but I like, I love Stephen King and Alex Garland, who wrote The Beach and The Tesseract. I love, you know, The Handmaid's Tale, Margaret Atwood. I'm reading a bunch of Margaret Atwood right now. I like post-apocalyptic scenarios and dystopian future and lots of horror. Christopher Pike. I love Christopher Pike. He's so popular now with those vampire books, but I liked him before he was cool back in the day when I was like 10. I'm dating myself. I'm sorry.
Same thing with me. When I was in high school, I started reading like the Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit before, you know, most people, even the movies came out. So
yeah,
I believe books are actually better than the movies. You know, some people won't agree with me, but the book seemed, you
no,
know,
no,
to me.
Yeah, you're totally right. Yeah, you get more detail and you actually become part of the story, whereas when you're a movie watcher, you're not really included in it. You're just an observer, and books really put you in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Use your imagination.
Exactly. It's amazing what your brain can, in you know, make up while you're reading.
So, Kat and Kara, is this your main job, or do you have a job outside what you do?
No. We wish this could be our main job.
I work at a head shop called Hempies, and I sell pot, marijuana, cannabis-related stuff.
Right. Okay. You know. We need to just keep that part out because it's a podcast. We don't want to bring that up in the podcast.
Yeah, no worries. Well, I work at a store.
Yeah, just say that. Yeah,
I sell things to people.
Yeah, sell things. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Reading, I think a good place for volunteering, if anybody else is interested in getting into this sort of stuff, I've done some reading for a website called LibriVox.org. And it's a website that's done by volunteers, and they have free audiobooks, mostly public domain and that sort of thing. And they post on their forum a current book that they need readers for, and then you pick out which chapters that you would like to read, and they'll assign it to you, and then you get a certain set amount of time to record that into audio. You download the free book, read it, record it, and then upload it to their website using the username password they give you, and then they'll integrate that. So you might have, if it's a very large book, you might have 10 or 15 different readers, each taking select chapters out of there, because when it gets large books, it can be difficult for people who are new to it to read so many chapters in a row. But you can sample out a few different chapters, and they also have where they might have a poem that's, or a short story that's public domain, and each person gets to read the whole thing right through, and then they put it together into a mix and they release it free for anybody to download. And it's really popular, particularly with people who can't see, blind people and that, or people who just want to drive around in the car and listen to audiobooks. You can get the free audiobooks through there. So if people wanted to get into that sort of thing, it'd be a good place to start at LibriVox.org.
Cool. Good stuff.
Wow. That's good. That's totally rad.
Yeah, it is. That sounds fun, Jason.
Yeah, I love doing it.
Any questions? Steve, any more questions? Any more questions?
Yeah, I just got one more. I know you girls mostly like to read the books, but do you still watch the movies based on the books just to see?
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's interesting to see how someone else interpreted the book visually. You know, like obviously we envision a different thing, you know, when we read, and it's neat to see how someone else interprets it. So yeah, I do totally.
And there are so many times when the movie's different from the book, so it's neat to see a different spin on what you read. You know, you're kind of familiar with the storyline, but sometimes it goes in a completely different direction. It goes somewhere you would never suspect. Sometimes it, you know, you're like, what's going on with this? Why are they doing this? And sometimes you're like, wow, that was great. I'm so glad they did it like that. So, yeah, the movie, whenever there's a movie version, it can come out really, really neat. It's always interesting. We give it a shot anyways, most of the time.
Cool.
Have you girls ever thought of going into writing?
We both write occasionally. We dabble.
The problem is we don't have time. We both work full-time jobs, and then
you would never write your own book.
If we had, if there miraculously became 64 hours in one day, and then, you know,
somebody would like to donate a huge amount of money to you.
Yes, we would be happy if somebody wanted to do that. Then we would
and
write.
You could quit your jobs and write and read and
lay by the pool, obviously. And have people fan us and feed us grapes while we write.
There you go. If anybody would like to do that, you know where to find them. You can contact them through the Tech Webcast.
Yeah,
that's it.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. We want commission, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Now, we also seen you on the Ronnie Rocker interview, too. That was a great chatting with Ronnie. He's a cool guy.
We've
got a steady thing going with him, actually. We're being interviewed by him tomorrow. We're doing a special Halloween episode.
Oh, cool.
And we're submitting things to him, actually, once a week, I think, pretty much now.
Yeah, we're sending all kinds of stuff out that way.
So, yeah, he's been a really great support, you know, as of are you guys. So we appreciate it for sure. Well,
yeah,
thank you.
It's cool that people are, you know, taking an interest to us and taking an interest
in reading, you know. It's good.
and letting us get ourselves out there. So we really appreciate it.
Definitely. And what about tattoos? You guys in the tattoos, aren't you? You like, I've seen a photo with...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we both are pretty... We got some ink.
Yeah. Yeah, Kara's definitely got more than I do. She's pretty well covered. I'm working on it.
Left arm anyway.
Yeah.
Picture up right now, so...
Oh, yeah. Kara and I both have matching tattoos. Like, we both have big stacks of books, and I've got, like, a big Henry Bemis from Time Enough at Last, the Twilight Zone episode. Got a big Henry Bemis tattoo. Kara's got lots of tattoos.
Wow.
I couldn't even name them all if I wanted to, but she's pretty well covered.
And they would have cost a lot of money.
Yeah, that's why they've been done over a very long period of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pricey to be this cool.
It is. So, Jason, any tech news, mate?
Yes. A retail we'll giant Harvey then. Norman said that it's not fair that it was prevented from selling Samsung's Galaxy 10.1 in Australia when a legion of online sellers are already offering it in an apparent breach of a federal court injunction. The Galaxy Tab 10.1 was set to be a strong Christmas seller for retailers such as Harvey Norman. Tel site analyst Fade Fadigue estimated the ban would have cost Aussie retailers $50,000 in 50,000 Galaxy Tab sales in the second half of the year, which works out to $30 million using a conservative price estimate of $600 per tablet. Ben McIntosh, Harvey Norman's general manager for computer, said he was very disappointed that Australian retailers were the only ones losing out and called on Samsung and Apple's legal teams to immediately take steps to address the matter. The company that manages the day-to-day operation of First State Super denies claims by a former IT staffer that it knew of a major security flaw that potentially exposed 770,000 member details years ago, and it did nothing. The flaw exposed by IT security consultant Patrick Webster allowed members to access other members' statements simply by changing a number in the URL bar. This exposed members, predominantly public servants, including police, politicians, and magistrates, to identity theft due to the sensitivity of the personal details that were revealed, including full names, addresses, email addresses, membership number, age, insurance information, superannuation amount, fund allocations, beneficiaries, and employer information. Pillar Administration administers the day-to-day operations of First State Super, including customer service, maintaining its number records of websites, processing employer and member contributions, and paying benefits. A Sydney scientist has helped capture the first direct images of a planet being formed. Dr. Michael Ireland, a lecturer in astrophotonics in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Macquarie University, and Dr. Adam Krauss of the University of Hawaii's Institute for Astronomy have published their discovery of LKCA-15b, a gas giant similar to Jupiter, in the Astrophysical Journal. About 450 light-years away from Earth, the planet is the youngest found. There have been quite a few detections of Jupiter-like planets in recent years, but we've caught this one at the very beginning of its life cycle and orbiting a young, relatively nearby star. That's something special to see, Dr. Ireland said. And the computer networks that control power plants and financial systems will never be secure enough, so government and corporate leaders should consider developing a new, highly secure alternate internet, a top FBI official says. Sean Henry, the FBI's executive assistant director, said critical systems are under increasing threat from terrorist groups looking to buy or lease computer skills and malware needed to launch a cyber attack. In an interview, Henry said jihadist militants looking to harm the US can tap organized crime groups who are willing to sell their services and abilities to attack computer systems. He would not say which terrorist group or whether any insurgent networks have actually been able to acquire the high-tech capabilities, but he said one way to protect critical utility and financial systems would be set up a separate, highly secure internet. Henry sketched out the internet idea to a crowd in conference at the International System Security Association, saying that cyber threats will always continue to evolve and outpace efforts to defend networks against them. We can't tech our way out of the cyber threat, Henry said. The challenge with the internet is you don't know who's launching the attack. A key step, he said, would be to develop networks where anonymity is not an option and only known and trusted employees have access. The vulnerabilities of critical systems such as power plants, the electric grid, or Wall Street were a prime topic during the conference, reflecting growing concerns by US officials. And that's news for today.
Good news, Jason, as always, mate. And does Kat and Kara have any views on them topics?
Oh, my. You know, the fact that there's a brand new... as soon as you started talking about a new planet, I was like, that is more... Didn't we just kick Pluto out, and now we're trying to add other ones. And, you know, can't we
you
just...
can never have enough planets. It can never be too many.
Yes, exactly.
I know, but remember all those dioramas from when you were a kid that you made? And, you know, you're going to bust them out, or your grandkids will find them one day, and they'll be like, how stupid were you? This isn't a planet. You forgot these ones. And you try to explain to them that, you know, science was... you know, misled for so many years. And
we were back in the day of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah, back when we rode dinosaurs to school uphill both ways.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Steve? What are your views in them stories, man?
Actually, I like the planet one that they mentioned because, well, going along with what they were saying, because the definition for planet is always changing, so they'll add Pluto in and they'll take it away and who knows what other else stuff they're going to add or subtract.
Yeah,
for that matter.
Definitely, definitely. Now, does you girls get into Google Plus at all, or Facebook and that sort of thing?
We just got on to Google Plus.
What, just today or just
like last week? Though we haven't had any time to, you know, we're trying with our limited time and resources. We're trying to social media all of it and do everything at the same time. So we're on Twitter and Facebook for sure. Twitter is probably the best. Need of like communication at this point, but we're just getting onto Google Plus.
Well, there you go, Brad. There's a prime time for your plug for that new app you're talking about, the status.
Oh,
one.
Yeah, that's that.
They I could use that to update all of them in one go. So you have
tell me,
them
I need it. Tell me.
Yeah, do you girls have iPhones?
Oh yeah.
Okay. We'll get this app called iStatus. It's it's $0.99 on the App Store. It lets you.
iStatus.
Yeah, let's you update from the one app. Using the Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus, all in one app.
Amazing!
It's a great app.
It's
a great app. I'm using it right now.
Up.
Yeah, it does.
I'm downloading it right after we finish here.
Yeah. It's 99 cents. It is, but yeah.
Yeah, don't forget to listen to the Tech Webcast every week. That way, you'll learn new. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that is correct, Steve. That is correct.
Done.
That is correct, mate.
Looks like there's a couple of apps called iStatus, so I'll have to find out which.
The link is in the chat there, mate.
Okay, have a look at that.
Now you, Jason, you won't be on for the next couple of weeks, mate.
Possibly not on. That's right.
Okay, and we've got Steve filling in for us for the next couple of weeks, so that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And So what else do you guys do for fun?
Your one is called iStatus Plus.
That's it. iStatus Plus. That's the one. Sorry.
iStatus Plus. That's perfect.
It. So what else do you guys get up to besides reading books?
I cook.
Oh yeah, cool.
I think cooking is probably my main hobby. I have dogs, so I love to walk my dogs. Kat, what do you do?
My husband is a social butterfly and I am quite the introvert. So whereas I would love to just stay home and read all day, every night we're out doing something. So we have ferret play dates at least once a week. We have a ferret and all of our neighbors have ferrets. So we all get together and let them play. And
that's cool.
So what's that like? I thought recently maybe a ferret would be cool to have, but one of my friends has said, oh, they're stinky and horrible and mean.
No, they smell like honey.
Cute.
Our ferret, Kilgore, his name's Kilgore Trout. He's actually named after a Kurt Vonnegut character. He smells like spicy nachos.
Oh,
He does. He smells
like spicy
nachos. You're
not defending him at all. That
you know
sounds
what?
Terrible.
He smells delicious. He smells delicious. He smells like something you'd want to eat.
The fact that ferrets stink.
Our ferret smells like spicy nachos. Other people's ferrets actually smell normal, but ours is kind of weird. But they're actually wonderful pets. Like, they sleep 20 hours a day. They're only awake when you want them to be awake. You know, they're like kittens their whole lives. So they play, they do tricks, they stand up, they roll over, they poop in a box.
Yep.
You know, they're convenient.
So it's sort of a halfway between a cat and a dog. Best qualities
exactly.
of both.
Exactly, except they're small, and you can put them in a house when you're ready to sleep in their own, like, ferret house. I hate saying cage because it sounds awful, but he has his own giant ferret palace that he sleeps in when we're sleeping.
I went to a pet show a few weeks ago, and my 8-year-old daughter was there with me, and they had ferrets on display, and she wanted to keep picking them up, and she was playing with them, and she really loved them. She's like, I want to have one and take it home.
I bet that was the ferrets are adorable. That had to be the cutest thing ever, and I highly recommend ferrets as pets, just because
they're easier to take care of than a dog. Less responsibility.
Yeah, less responsibility than a dog, but they're as fun as cats, but they're not always trying
minus
to get
the
you.
Attitude. They don't have the cat attitude.
Exactly.
The best of both worlds. Yeah, what happens if you get a cat and you breed it with a dog? You get a ferret, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's how it works, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not where ferrets
come. Now I understand biology.
Yes. And that's where ferrets come from. Just wait till you hear where the platypus comes from. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I have nightmares for weeks after I heard that one.
Have you got any plans on coming to Australia at all?
Oh, we wish.
Oh, that would be the dream, wouldn't it?
So remember our conversation earlier about having no resources and no time?
Yeah.
That just extends to this answer as well.
Do you like Australian animals?
Sorry?
Do you like Australian animals?
Oh, are you talking about like boys, like you guys?
Or like no, like kangaroos and that, and koalas.
Oh yeah,
of course. Although I hear as cute as they look, they're both like fairly vicious animals when they want to be.
Yeah, they can be.
Especially the drop bears.
What?
You haven't heard about the drop bears. That's
no,
all
what
right.
are they?
Has
what
Steve
are they?
Heard about them?
No, I haven't. What are they?
You haven't heard about the drop bears
no.
either?
No, what are they?
Oh, they're like koalas, but they're very mean, and they sit in the trees, and when you walk underneath, they drop down and maul you.
Oh.
The only way to protect yourself from it is to smear Vegemite on your face. They don't like that. So.
Wow.
When you come over, make sure you get some Vegemite, yeah, smear it on your face before you get it anywhere near trees, particularly in the bush. You know.
Yeah, and I also just want to add, make sure you try Vegemite too on bread as well.
Oh,
it's very
Brad
will send you some. Send him some Vegemite, Brad.
I can do that, yeah. I can send him some Vegemite.
And Milo and Tim Tams.
Tim Tams, yeah.
Oh, I've heard of Tim Tams.
Yeah, Tim Tams are good.
You can teach them the Tim Tams slam. But they haven't heard that one either.
No, that sounds
such an educational show.
It is.
With the Tim Tam slam, you get the Tim Tam biscuit. You bite both ends off, and then you suck your coffee through it and try and eat it before it disintegrates from getting soggy.
Yeah,
it's really
that
fun.
Sounds amazing.
And you get the chocolate and the caffeine hit really nice rush.
Do you like Tim Tams, Jason?
Tim Tams nice, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't mind them either. I don't mind them. Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Vegemite.
Yeah, what about you, Steve? Have you tried Vegemite or Tim Tams in a coffee?
I only know it by the song, not the...
Your happy little Vegemite's as bright can be.
Yeah, that's the one.
That one?
That's the one, yeah. That's the Vegemite song. Yeah.
There's a Vegemite song.
There is.
I feel like you lost me about 5 minutes ago.
I'll have to send you the YouTube videos of the Vegemite song so you can have a look.
Yes,
very
please.
Very
adorable. So how often do you girls record videos?
Oh, at least once a week.
Okay. Yeah, we went from kind of once a week longer to now we're trying to do shorter, more interesting ones.
Periodically throughout the week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Keep the interest up.
We have 3 videos uploaded so far, and they're all a little bit longer. They're all about 5 minutes, and we're trying to figure out a way to, like, break them up into 1-minute chunks and do them periodically. But we both, well, I like to talk, so it's hard to censor myself at 1 minute.
And I also want to ask, where did the name come from?
Oh.
Bibliography.
It's from, you know, bibliophiles, people who love books, but I'm actually not sure who came up with
bibliophiles. We can't really remember. We think it was my husband's dad, father-in-law. He was the one that came up with it originally.
Yeah, he was sending us, we actually hadn't even decided on a name. We were brainstorming all night one night, and I guess we must have left the page out of all the things we had been brainstorming. And the next day he was like, oh, well, I'll show you some fonts for like a logo to help you. And he sent us Bibliobabes. And we're like, perfect.
Cool.
Good night.
So you mean your father-in-law thinks you're a babe then?
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. The feelings may have came out a bit wrong.
I didn't need
there.
To point that out.
The feelings are mutual. Just amount of sucks.
Yeah, that's cat talking. I'm not talking about my own father. Okay.
Yeah, views expressed are not necessarily those of Tech Webcast.
Yeah, good point, Steve. Good point out, Steve. That's good on your mind. And how long have you guys been doing this for, like doing book reviews and stuff?
Oh, full time, like for the last 6 months, but really the last year and a bit. but really, like, hardcore the last 6 months.
Yeah.
We've been writing reviews forever, but, like, actually committing to it and putting them online the last, really last year.
Yeah. Yeah. And you also need some more YouTube subscribers. You only have 5 and you need more.
I know. We literally just started a YouTube. I created a YouTube page, like, not even a month ago, maybe 2 weeks. If you look at the start date, it's like October or something.
I see that.
Yeah, yes. October 2nd. That is
so really.
Brad will send a lot of people your way.
I already have, mate. I already have.
Yay. Thank you, Brad. Right.
I'll give you a little exposure on my. Well, not like I get a lot of subscribers on my YouTube channel, but, you know, I'll let them know you're out there.
Can you put the link in the on the video there, Steve? Show us the preview of the video there, mate.
Yeah, let me give her a picture of their website too.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah, give us a in the video.
There's their website, bibliobabes.ca, I think.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, you got it.
That's right there.
So great website. Who made the website?
Kara. Cool. Kara is amazing.
Now, which one is which one are you? Are you two girls? Which one? Who's on the left and who's on the right?
We don't have it up right now, but Kara is
Kat's
the one
on the left. I think Kat's the shorter, breastier one, and I'm the taller, darker-haired one.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have like brown hair, and I'm short, and Kara's taller with like dark hair.
Oh my gosh, I got the wrong voice for the wrong body. I'm sorry.
That's cool. Right. We're practically interchangeable. I mean,
you just want to lose over.
I really thought at one stage you two were sisters, but I was wrong. So yeah.
Yeah, we actually got that today again.
Yeah, somebody asked if we were sisters, and we look nothing alike.
No, I thought you were, but I was wrong. Yes, so anyway.
No, okay, I guess not.
All right, well, any last
somebody
words?
Somebody in the chat wanted to know, do you like fiction or non-fiction?
Fiction.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, that's what I put down. I said it seems more fiction.
Yeah.
That's,
And what about you, Steve? Do you read many books, mate, or just read on the iPad?
I used to be a huge book fan when I was in high school in my younger years, but then I get really busy, and now it's mostly I read about newspapers every day almost, and a couple of magazines, and then online a lot. Besides that, the last book I read was The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown.
I remember reading those back when I worked for a bookstore, and I read them back to back. And when I worked at the bookstore, it was right when the Da Vinci Code came out, and we had tons of people coming in and, you know, you can't have this in here. This is awful. And because of all the controversy about the Da Vinci Code. And we had crazies in just about every day. And we, you know, it's kind of hard to placate them sometimes, but... You know, it was definitely interesting when the Da Vinci Code came out, that's for sure. But it was a great book. I really liked the book. Angels and Demons was also amazing.
All right, cool. All right, well, this has been episode 159. Jason, thanks, mate.
All right.
Twitter, what's your Twitter name, mate, on Twitter?
As Warlock, always, Waulok, Warlock on Twitter.
Me, Brad Oz, and Tech Webcast. And girls, Steve. Do you guys have a personal Twitter or just the main one you guys use?
We have the main one that main we one. Use, BiblioBabes.
Yeah,
at BiblioBabes. Yeah, that's cool.
At BiblioBabes.
Yep. And Steve?
And you can Twitter is Cheddarbox_live.
Okay.
And, of course, Justin TV, broadcasting live.
Good stuff. Sweet. And what's coming up tomorrow, mate, on your show?
Got the RJA Ghost Tours, Paranormal Investigators as well. Video's going to be shown tomorrow, so that's cool. Going to be exciting.
Can't wait for that. All right, thanks, girls, for being on. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Great chatting.
Yeah, girls.
Great chatting with you all. And Jason, see you in 2 weeks, mate.
Yeah.
If not, maybe you'll be on 3G.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Hi,
thank you.
Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. A weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running tech news podcast.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out Tech Webcast on blip.tv and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes to make sure you always have the latest episode at your fingertips. Tech Webcast, tech talk for geeks.
It's a wrap.